So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We can get to them. But we need to finish this debate first. You think Rodgers now is better than Ben back then?
He has them believe it.
I lied. I don't want to hear anymore. I'm sorry. Let's go to Bryant McFadden, who joins us, a two-time Super Bowl champion who won rings with Ben. Do you agree with that, B-Mac?
I heard a lot of hollering going on, so clearly some y'all fired up.
Pony is in extreme. Like, B-Mac, did you ever see two of your buddies arguing in some form or fashion? And they're yelling at each other, and you're just kind of sitting back, enjoying it.
We just had a caller describe why this Steelers team is different from the last six that have lost playoff games. And he said it's different because they now have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And I pointed out to him, well, when they lost games at the beginning of this run, they had somebody named Ben Roethlisberger as their quarterback who was still in his 30s and hadn't blown his arm out yet. And I said, so you think Rodgers now is better than Ben back then? And he wouldn't answer the question. He thinks that these two guys are close, and I think that that's ridiculous.
Which Ben are we referring to?
2017.
Killer Bees, Ben.
Yeah, he also who was Ben supporting cast? Yeah, like he didn't have anybody.
Killer Bees, Ben.
Nah, that Killer Bees, Ben, was different.
Thank you.
He was different, man.
And they still throw for
5,000 yards. One of those seasons.
Oh yeah.
And they still lost to Jacksonville at home, which is why I'm worried about Monday night. But that's okay. How are you feeling about Monday night's game? You got a good vibe about it. You're a defensive guy, and here comes the number one defense in the NFL, B-Mac.
Yeah, they are. They're a hell of a defense. They're really, really good, yo. I am not gonna lie. I really love watching the Houston Texans defense, because they play defense how we used to play. They fly around and they put that Rydell on you. They try to impose their will. It's like when you watch them play, you feel their hits. It's very, very impressive. But I'm not worried about this matchup because I'm not worried about their offense.
Man,
let's keep it real now. And y'all talked about this Big Ben and Aaron comparison, right? But let's compare C.J. Stroud and Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
Right? And you just their body of work in 2025, who do you trust more?
I mean, Stroud, I think, has still been pretty good. I think it's about a push, honestly.
And I disagree because Aaron has been better than C.J. Stroud. And actually, there was a quick, minute argument when Davis Mills stepped into their offense. He was playing better than C.J. Stroud was before C.J. Stroud's injury.
Tomlin brought that up.
Yes. I've been watching Houston the entire season. This last 2 or 3 weeks of C.J. Stroud has really, really been good. But before that injury, he was struggling. And I'll say this much. The defense has carried their offense more than anything. So when you look at the past postseason games for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the teams they've played against, they had high-level quarterbacks. When you talk about Lamar Jackson, last year, when you talk about Josh Allen the year before that, those teams had high-level quarterbacks that could win and take over ball games and lead. This 2025 C.J. Stroud is nowhere close to being to those quarterbacks.
Well, he's better than Blake Bortles, though, and Bortles came in here and put 45 on him, B-Mac.
That was 25 years ago.
Well, it's part of this playoff win drought.
I mean, I'm just saying that was 25 years ago, right? That was 25 years ago.
Well,
all I'm saying is
Aaron Rodgers' last success in the playoffs is even longer than that, B-Mac. You got to go to 2010.
All I'm saying is when you look at all the teams, if you had to pick.
Uh-oh, you're cutting out here. If you had to pick what? You still
offense.
There?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yep, got you.
Yeah. Yeah, all I'm saying is this. If you had to pick a matchup in the AFC playoffs amongst all the AFC teams.
Yes.
To come to Pittsburgh, give me Houston.
Over the Chargers?
Yes.
Wow. I thought you were a defensive guy. I thought defense won championships.
Guy.
Well, here comes the best one.
But Justin Herbert can do things. That offense can be more.
Not if
difficult.
His offensive line is made out of paper mache, and that's what it looks like.
But look at the Houston Texans offensive line.
Stroud's been sacked one time the last four games.
I understand that. Every now and then a dog gets a bone.
That's a month of bones.
How are the Steelers going to keep Aaron Rodgers upright? Because that's 27 sacks coming off the edge coming at him.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been phenomenal getting the football out of his hands.
Yep.
And I love his experience. So it's not just about the offensive line keeping him upright. It's his ability to get the football out of his hands.
Will their corners just press our guys? Will Lassiter and Stingley give those guys space at the line to make quick catches, you think?
I think they're going to press a lot. I mean, they press a lot the entire season. That's the best duo of cornerbacks in the National Football League.
And then they got Alshon.
Picking against the best duo of
B-Mac,
corners.
They also got Alshire in the middle, and he beats people with wrenches. He hits them so hard.
You're going against everything you've believed in for 30 years watching football.
I'm not going against it. I'm just saying those guys play football, but are they undefeated?
No, they won nine in a row, though.
Okay, but are they undefeated?
No.
They've been beaten, right?
Well, the Rams did win their division. You're going to tell me you're picking them to beat the Panthers on Saturday because Carolina did?
I'm picking the Rams, no question. Hold on. That's not the same
thing. Carolina beat them earlier this year by two scores.
Also true.
We just saw Riley Leonard have a career day against that same defense.
He did look good in the first half. I brought that up to Chris. That is 100% accurate.
We saw Alec Pierce just have a career day before getting ejected against that same defense.
I agree with you. You're right.
So they have been vulnerable.
We also saw the Steelers offense score 6 points 2 weeks ago if we want to play that game.
I've also seen this defense beat Patrick Mahomes into submission in his own building.
Also true.
Anybody beat Pat Mahomes this year?
Well, they sacked Josh Allen about 11 times.
Now we're slandering Patrick Mahomes here?
No, we ain't slandering Pat Mahomes.
And you said everybody beat
good.
Him up this year.
I mean, well, he's not wrong.
He was like a pinata.
Chris, he's not wrong, though. He's not wrong about that.
They finished third in the division. What am I wrong about?
No,
everybody took advantage of Pat Mahomes this year.
You're not wrong about that.
And one thing I say about the Pittsburgh Steelers, guys, and you guys know this as well, and if I'm lying, please say B-Mac stop.
Okay.
Say, B-Mac, shut up. If I tell a lie with this statement I'm about to make, one thing I know about the Pittsburgh Steelers, in 2025, unfortunately, they play up or down to their opponent.
You could say that about them for the last 20 years, I would say.
No, we're talking about 20 years, I know. But you keep going back in the past. We're talking about right now.
Okay.
They play up or down to their opponent. In playoff football, you only can play up because you're playing against great teams.
That's kind of true. I mean, they played five playoff teams this year and lost to four of them. They beat the Patriots. There's the win. They lost to the Bears. They lost to the Packers. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Bills. And two of those games against the Chargers and Bills, they did not look good at all. So, I guess. I mean, if 1-4 versus
Seahawks,
playoff
they lost
teams,
to the Seahawks too.
1-5
badly.
Yeah, but not badly. I mean, Caleb Johnson made the mistake of the century in that game.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
So here's the bottom line for me, B-Mac. I give the Steelers a chance to win this game. But I'm not picking them to win because they're going against the number one defense in the NFL.
I'm not afraid of that defense. And you shouldn't be either.
And Chris Steelers across from me said, this team reminds me of the 08 Steelers with that defense. How about that blasphemy?
No. We were different.
You guys were actually allowed to hit people. If this defense had been transported back in time, they'd have been taking people's heads off too.
This defense is outstanding, but our defense is a little different, man. We did things different in a different way, and we also were top two in AFC. We finished we won our division,
yes,
we were different, right? And we held 13 straight opponents under 300 yards.
That's impressive. Yeah, this Texans team just let Ashton Gentry go for big yards against them a couple of
games
ago.
But you guys did get rocked by the Titans in week 16 that year.
Yeah, but then Chris Johnson and Lendale White.
We needed that. We needed to get humbled a little bit. That's what we needed.
Maybe Riley Leonard humbled the Texans in that first half.
All right, B-Mac, who you picking and who's going to be the MVP of this game?
Man, I'm picking the Pittsburgh Steelers. Y'all got me fired up already talking about our number one defense. Somebody ain't scared. We're not scared of them folks.
I thought we might get you so fired up you'd accidentally swear in this interview. I think we're getting under your skin.
I ain't going to swear. I might say freak, but I ain't going to swear. I ain't going to say F-U-C-K. All right? I'm a PBS special. I bleep out my cuss words. All right? Hey, but check this out. Last stat I'm going to give you before I give you who I'm picking, even though you guys know who I'm picking. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they haven't lost their home Monday night game since 1991?
That is correct. The technicality is there. They lost a Monday afternoon game to Washington during COVID. But yeah, let's say they haven't lost a Monday night game since 91.
Yeah, so ain't no technicality. That's a trend that you got to follow. You can't turn your back on that type of trend. And that's like what I said last week going into the Baltimore Ravens game about their numbers against the Ravens. And when Mike Tomlin has been the underdog against the Ravens, he's 7-1.
Yeah.
He was 7-1. I follow trends in football. I follow trends in
sports. Trend is this coach has lost 6 straight playoff games. Does that trend not count?
That trend will end because of the Monday night trend. the Monday night trend trumps
trend
that trend.
Versus trend.
That's what we're doing. We winning this, baby, and we're going to be fired up. I want everybody to lose their voice come Monday. Matter of fact, where's the mayor? Is the mayor listening? I think Monday should be a indirect holiday where no one has to go to school or work. They need to get ready for the game Monday. Mm. Since it's been such a long drought since we had our last playoff win,
yeah.
I think they should treat Monday, nobody go to work. You have the day off, no school. We're getting ready for this game to support our guys.
And who's the MVP?
My MVP is Aaron Rodgers. You done got me fired up by Aaron Rodgers.
I knew it.
You did. Like, he's supposed to be afraid of this defense. I'm going A-Rod.
I mean, the last time he faced D'Amico Ryan's defense in the playoffs, he scored 10 points.
Here we go. I don't remember that. We didn't even have HD television back then. How long ago was that?
Tony, you know what the problem is for us in this whole thing?
What's that?
You and I think they have a chance, but we both are, it looks like, going to pick the Texans to win the football game. But if we're right, we can't take a victory lap on everybody and finger wag. We can't have B-Mac come on next week just so he could take his medicine. We can't have all these callers call back in. No one wants to hear
B-Mac,
us do that.
Hey, speaking of playoff games, I just want to run a quick one by you. So I have no life. And the other night, I'm watching back the Steelers-Bengals playoff game when you guys started your run in 05, when you went there and beat them and Carson Palmer got hurt and Kimo Van Olhoffen took him out and was sick over it. So it's early in the game. And something's going on with TJ Houshmandzadeh, and you are right up in his face screaming at him. And the referees are separating you, and Phil Simms and Jim Nantz are talking about how you're getting into it with Houshmandzadeh. What was that all about? Do you remember?
I can't remember what it was about, but quick story about that game. So when Carson got injured and the stadium went crazy, their coaches were cursing out our players, and the intensity went up to another level.
Yep.
And I remember I started crying on the sideline.
What?
And they were like, B-Mac, what's going on? And I'm like, I wish Coach LeBeau would call Nickel because I want to get out there and get in a fight. I want to fight somebody right now. Please call. Can you hurry? Because, you know, back then, everything was kind of base formation until third down came and you come in with Nickel or dime.
Yep.
And I was a Nickel back at that time. I was third corner. I'm like, Coach, please call Nickel. I want to get out there and fight with these guys. And to your point, that's probably what led to that situation with me and TJ. I just want to get in there and get in the fight because I saw my guys out there fighting and I wanted to fight. I wanted to get bloodied up a little bit.
Yeah.
I wanted some of that smoke. That's the type of atmosphere it was, and that's what we did. It was personal. Hmm.
At any point, did you think John Kitna was going to actually cook a little bit? Because he started off red hot.
No. We knew that Cincinnati, and even though they had Carson, without Carson, but even with Carson, we knew Cincinnati was Cincinnati.
And then Chris Henry got hurt on that same play, too.
Yeah.
Came out.
Yes.
The late Chris Henry.
Yes. Those are epic battles.
Did you know that, Chad?
In our mind,
and then you had to defend Kevin Walter the rest of that game.
That's correct.
Yeah, Kevin Walter could run, though. He has some burners.
But apparently Chad Ochocinco, or then Chad Johnson, was tailgating with
Bengals
fans at noon
that day. Yeah, did you know
that,
B-Mac? The game was later in the afternoon, and he was out in the parking lots before the game eating hot dogs and stuff.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't know.
Well, now he's going to box James Harrison. Who are you going to pick in that one? I think we lost him.
You guys hear me? I'm here.
No, we lost you. What'd you say?
I say, yeah, man, those were epic battles, though. But that's probably what that sequence was about, man. I was crying on the sideline when they finally called Nick.
No, you missed what I heard. I said, now Chad Johnson's going to box James Harrison. Who are you going to pick in that one?
That won't never happen. He's too smart to do something that dumb.
I was going to say, would James Harrison have to go with one hand tied behind his back? I don't even think it would work anyway.
Hey, B-Mac, we'll talk when the Steelers win on Monday. See you later.
You better believe it.
Goodbye. Brian McFadden.
We have staked out the position here where it's never fun to be right because we don't want to be right. And if we are right, it's not like we can take a victory lap on Pittsburgh Sports Radio.
Same thing happened the Friday before the Ravens playoff game last year, except I was way more pessimistic.
I was much more pessimistic. They do have a chance in this. How many times would we both have to say we each think that there is a real chance they could pull an upset here before people believe us?
It's just people saying that the Steelers are going to win, will win, and then just the massive disrespect towards Houston is just
They're treating CJ Stroud like he's not an NFL quarterback.
Let me put it this way. It wouldn't be mind-blowing to me if I felt like all year the Steelers fans had confidence in this team, and this team had done enough to make fans forget about or ignore their recent playoff failures. But what, 10 days ago? Actually, no, check that. A week ago, people were furious with this team and their coach.
Hoping that they would lose.
Some were, yes.
You said I could do either.
I said I didn't care.
You were just right there on that fence, just sitting there.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Here's Emmanuel in Carnegie. Hello, Emmanuel.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Tony, I think I know you pretty well. I think you're saying everything you're saying as a defensive mechanism so you don't get your heart broken if and when we lose. I hate to say it, but I agree with all of y'all. I agree with y'all. Houston is a legit team. I think it's more so about Houston and less so about us. I think we are capable of winning, but when you look at the overall talent, I got to give the slight edge to Houston. And, you want this streak to end because you believe in Aaron Rodgers, you know, and I think Mike Tomlin has given more latitude than he has before, but I've seen the slow starts before and the turnovers that come with it. And, it's tough. I hate to say it, but I got to go with Houston. And unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be close because I can recall this.
You're the first one to say that. You don't even think this is going to be a close game. Wow.
After the New England game.
Our listeners are going to ask you to turn in your fan card, Emmanuel. Be careful. Oh, they're going to say you're not a true Steelers fan.
I know where that
now.
Police station is in Carnegie, Emmanuel. They're going to ask you to just report.
Adrian
and
in Pittsburgh is going to get on the YouTube channel and
for a weekend-long
detention.
You've
been excommunicated from Steelers Nation.
We're actually going to get Steelers Pope to come and perform the excommunication.
We can't go down 10-0, 14-0 against that defense because then, you know, turnovers are more likely to happen when we're playing from behind. I'm sorry. I got Houston winning 23-13.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
That's kind of weird because that was one of the scores floating around in my head that I was going to consider.
What else is floating around in your head? Anything else interesting?
No, apparently just a lot of empty space because the forehead has been getting a lot of talk today. I've got a 7 head. Like better than a 5
when
you
say like that talk is going around, where is that talk going around?
The YouTube chat is very upset with us and they have resorted to personal attacks. Somebody said I look like an extra on Malibu's Most Wanted with this thin little beanie. Somebody said Mulsey looks like he's got weed if anyone's buying.
I do like that line. Here's Charlie next. Hello, Chaz.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Charlie. What's up? Happy Friday.
Hey, you too. Hey, the reason I'm calling is, I'm a Pittsburgh fan.
Nice.
I got to watch the Pirates even though they got losing seasons.
Yep.
You know, I've watched Pitt have losing seasons.
Yep.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm going for the entertainment to watch the game.
That's
I ain't
right.
worrying about whether it's a championship.
Okay. So what do you make of it when people predict your teams to lose? Do you get mad about that?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No. I like that.
We'll take more of your calls coming up, 412-928-9370. 70% of Steelers fans told Crowley in a poll that the Steelers are going to win this game Monday night. How could anybody be, how could we be that confident when we've watched the Steelers lay eggs in the playoffs as consistently as they have lately?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
He's had a special career. It needs no endorsement from me. He displays why it's special, not only every weekend, but every day. He is a Steeler through and through. He just is. I just saw him a few minutes ago in there taking care of himself, getting ready for the week. He cares hard, got big shoulders. He wants the responsibility of leading. He got trained by some awesome men a football generation ago. I love having reunion weekends and seeing Cam's former teammates here. I love messing with him that way. But those middle-aged guys like Casey Hampton and Brett Kiesel and Aaron Smith, they view Cam's career with great pride because they were impactful in terms of his growth and development. And it's cool from their perspective to watch him do it with young guys like Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black, for example.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cam Hayward has been a part of only one Steelers playoff victory. That was the crazy game that happened exactly 10 years ago.
KC.
Against the Bengals.
That's right.
He was in the Vontaze Burfict game.
Yep.
And the games where they beat Miami and Kansas City and went to the AFC Championship game the next year, he was out with a torn pec. So he's played in only one playoff win. Tomlin there talking about how Hayward is an all-time great, and he put that on display against Baltimore for sure, one of his best games ever. Now, Hayward rubbed a lot of people the wrong way with his words and actions this offseason by deciding to hold out for more money and then the way he described his reasoning or thinking behind it. Right before the season started, he got a very small incentive package. Small is relative. Obviously, it's humongous to normal people like us. $3.2 million incentive package. Two things needed to happen for him to hit these incentives. There was a big $1.6 million incentive if he had 11.5 sacks and the Steelers won a playoff game. There was another incentive of $1.6 million if he had 8 sacks or more and the Steelers just made the playoffs. So as far as that second incentive goes, he hit the playoff berth part. He did not hit the sack number. He only had 3.5 this year after having 8 a year ago. So he didn't get any of his incentives. And I found out about this today, and I said to our boss, Craig Riley, who was in the back with us, we were chatting it up, and I think I said, should the Steelers give him that small bonus anyways? for playing every game and for being a great player this year and for getting the Steelers to the playoffs, but just not getting the sacks. And our boss said, no, bonuses are meant to be earned. This is not a charity.
Yeah, manager Craig appeared with a vengeance in that moment.
And I think some of the anger and venom that was still maybe in there somewhere from how Cam conducted himself this summer popped back out with that opinion. It's to the Steelers, $1.6 million is a drop in the bucket.
Although then again, when it comes to a coach, if somebody's making that much money,
yeah, good point.
They won't fire them unless their contract's up.
I know, you know, the team or any team's take might be, we don't want to set a precedent of giving people bonuses when they don't hit the terms of the bonus.
Have they given anything out like this that you can recall where somebody had an incentive and they didn't hit it, but because of a goodwill gesture, they did it? Because I can't. I thought you might be leading down this road because you had dug up some information.
No, because they rarely
give incentives. Yeah.
So my thing would be they gave Rodgers $500,000 for making the playoffs because it was written in his deal like that.
Correct.
There's only one Cam Hayward. He's played more games than any defender in Steelers history. I would give him that $1.6 million.
I don't think most of our listeners would.
But I feel like our listeners are back on Hayward's side after the way he played against Baltimore. You still don't think enough?
I just don't think they would want to reward what I'm sure made a lot of them
mad. I would want to reward
mad.
His season
I thought
a little
he was,
bit more.
I thought he was great for them, but I thought I would imagine, since you started off by saying small, but then you said relatively speaking in NFL terms, people would say, yeah, he's got a contract that pays him this much money, and that's what he gets paid to do. I would give him the money. I would give him the smaller of those two bonus tiers, but, I mean, that is because I know that NFL teams print money, and even the Steelers can easily afford to do that.
Also breaking news, Kevin Stefanski has officially interviewed for the Baltimore Ravens head coaching job.
I think he would do a good job there. I know you don't.
I think he'd be fine. I just don't see him as an upgrade over what they just had.
I think he's an upgrade in this way. He is a definitively offensive coach. John Harbaugh was a CEO who started doing a very bad job of CEOing. Like Stefanski, there's a use case for like, what does Kevin Stefanski do well? He runs offense pretty well. Mm-hmm. I think he has a pretty good reputation around the league. John Harbaugh, you see what's coming out about him? I want $20 million a year, then a $10 million staff. He sounds like he's Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack making demands. So you can do what, John? Get to the playoffs and hope your quarterback goes Flacco 2012?
Just the appearance.
The guy is saying, give me total control and a lot of money.
Yeah.
When he has displayed a Midas touch for turning things the wrong way.
Well, I think he wants what Tomlin has. Doesn't Tomlin pretty much have that, other than maybe paying his assistant coaches that much?
It would be $3 million more than what Tomlin reportedly actually gets.
Yep.
It would be an assistant coach salary pool, which I imagine is several million more than what the Steelers have. Maybe double it, let's say.
Yep.
Would you say $5 million is what they probably pay their coaches all in? Their non-head coach coaches, maybe six?
Yeah, maybe somewhere in that range.
Okay, so it's more money there. Then he wants full personnel control, which he's never had, because DeCosta and or Ozzie Newsome have been there in Baltimore for the breadth of his tenure.
Yeah, I think that's a mistake. That last part is something that would be a bridge
hubris.
Too far for me.
That's hubris. That's basically saying, just let me do it all. If you're the owner of this team, let me do it all and just sit in background.
But I think the basis for that is Andy Reid's had that, Bill Belichick's had that, Tomlin to some degree has had that. I want that now.
Does Andy Reid really have it, though? Because I think Brett Veach
No, you're right. He did. He did with the Eagles. Yeah.
But he's had way more success.
Yep.
Just calling the plays, and granted, he has Mahomes, but Brett Veach is the GM.
I know. But the problem with these smart people that have had success is they want more.
I understand.
And they feel
that,
like they know more than everybody else.
See, I think
it's the smartest man in the room syndrome.
I think that the problem for Harbaugh is going to be that the NFL is going a little bit the way of baseball, where GMs are getting more power.
True.
Where GMs are being trusted.
Well,
look at Andrew Berry.
That's a great point. That's why Belichick, I think, in part, can't get another job. Why would any GM hire him when that basically takes your power away? Now, that the GM wouldn't have the say. Obviously, the owner does. But no team that believes in its GM would get Bill Belichick, because that GM would feel like he then becomes just a figurehead
Right.
Team architect.
Correct.
And so if Steve Bisciotti, the owner there, thinks that Eric DaCosta does a good job with the roster,
which I think he probably does, is of that opinion. They generally, I think, have one of the better rosters in the league.
That he's going to let that GM make more of those moves, and Harbaugh's going to have a smaller say in it. And that's probably one of the things. Actually, I know that's one of the things he's frustrated by. I heard from someone down there who's very, very close to the situation that one of the things that pretty much happened in their discussions before he got fired was, oh, wait a second, you want me to fire some of my assistant coaches? Why don't we have the GM fire some of his scouts who can't get me better players? You know, like, you want to do tit for tat? Let's do that. If you're going to make me fire Todd Monken, how about you fire an assistant GM who got me some lame duck player?
It's going to take a team with an owner that's desperate, but here's the other thing. I don't think owners are getting like a ton smarter, but I do think they are getting wise to the old separation of church and state, that it tends to work better when your GM does your GM's job, your coach coaches. And yes, if the coach has been there for a long time and won a lot of games, Tomlin, Reed, etc., there will obviously be collaborative work there, but the GM wins when it comes to who are we actually picking. Even Art Rooney, the ultimate head coach enabler, or the ultimate head coaches matter, I firmly believe that while Mike has a big say, they are Omar Khan's picks with Andy Weidel's influence, or else Joey Porter Jr. in year one of that triumvirate would have been their pick at 17.
Let's go to John in Robinson.
Wait a minute.
Hello, John.
Hey, fellas. Hey, I wanted to reference an old Texans at Steelers game, mostly for the fun of it, but hey, you never know. It could be a blueprint for the Steelers' victory. So, December 8th, 2002.
Oh, my God. That's the worst football game
of
all time.
I already know what you're going to say here. Geez. I remember this. So, the Steelers are going to get outgained like 420 to like 60, but they're going to score two or three defensive touchdowns.
Oh, that was horrible.
That is unbelievable, because the Steelers put up 422 yards. You're off by 2 yards. The Texans get 47 yards on 40 plays, but Aaron Glenn gets 2 defensive touchdowns on pick sixes. So I'm with you guys. I think the Steelers can win, but got to score at least 1 defensive touchdown, guys.
John and Robinson, are you? I was going to say, I wonder if he's aware that there's a different John and Robinson who used to call and we think might be dead, but he actually lived in Vegas.
And then
he spawned one of, I would say, our Mount Rushmore of callers, mainly as a pony antagonist.
Fake John and Robinson.
A friendly antagonist, yes, and a friend of mine, fake John and Robinson.
He's a friend of me.
Who is a fake of a fake who lived in another time zone.
That's right. Yeah, you got the...
That's the PM team, baby.
Tony and Butler's next. What up, Tone?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Tony.
First of all, Bonnie's prayers out to your dog, man. Hope he's all right.
Thank you. Yeah, she's doing better today. She is done puking. No more dysentery. Not disoriented anymore.
Was she on the Oregon Trail?
Right. So the medicine seems to be working. Basically, she was very close to liver failure when we brought her to the emergency vet.
Tony,
so.
She's a sweet dog, too. She doesn't have any teeth, but she likes to try to bite. And when my little son went over to meet her, she had no teeth and kept trying to, like, gum his fingers, and he thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yes.
So, Pony, I can't really give you a good reason why I think they're going to win, because I don't have one.
Yep.
But I just got a feeling, Pony, I think they have a very good chance if they do a couple things. Offensively, Pony, they got to run the ball. Like, if you sit Aaron Rodgers back and throw 47 times in this game, it's not going to end well. And another thing they got to do on offense is throw the ball in the middle of the field, like the Freiermuth and Thielen passes. Aaron can still rip it down the seam. Defensively, I think we'll get pressure on CJ. They don't have much of a running game, but what scares me, and I'm going to ask you guys this. Last week, those 3 touchdowns against Baltimore, I don't know if I ever seen 3 coverages blown that bad in one game.
I do
we
think
saw
that
a couple
Steelers,
of them against the Patriots in the AFC Championship, which is when this drought started back in 2016.
Yes, but
they forgot Chris Hogan. They thought he was still a lacrosse player at Penn State and not a football player anymore. And he was wide open on touchdowns. The thing about the run game is interesting, because if the Steelers had lost the game to the Ravens, there would be the busted coverage thing that would have come up, and some of the time management, timeout waste thrown away. A lot of that was Rodgers, then obviously the malfunction with the helmet. But not too far down the list of things I would have bitched about and fans would have bitched about was the way the Steelers went away from the run game against the Ravens. And I think Rodgers, and this has been said about him for years, he wants the ball in his hands in big games. And so they'll work in the run game, but they won't do it as much as they should. And he's going to do this thing that Ben did. He's going to tell you that the short passing game is an extension of the run game. And he's going to say that throwing the ball to Gainwell and Warren is the same thing. I don't think it is. They've averaged 6.1 yards per carry the last month of the season. They have been a very good running team. But they just don't do it enough, Chris. And they should do it a lot against Houston. At least do it until Houston stops it. And if Houston has to respect it, well, then you can do play action off of it too.
It's what I would try to do. I would definitely try to run. I would get tackle eligible out there. They don't have Darnell Washington, which hurts. Their run splits with and without him are dramatic, to say the least.
It's like the reverse Derek Harmon.
They're better than the Rams with him on the field and worse than the Cardinals without him when
it comes
to that. And the Rams are the best running team of the last 25 years this year by like EPA. The one thing about the busted coverage is I think that's a real worry. Like, if you're talking about the Steelers front seven, I like it a lot. I think the Steelers front seven against the Texans just generally is going to be pro-Steelers.
Jalen Ramsey can't possibly play worse than he did last week,
I don't think so.
Can he?
Duggar, the other one, though, we all talked about, and deservedly so, that Duggar was really good and what a pickup, but he got taken off the field. They didn't put him back in for the Ravens' final drive.
So this is going to be a Chuck Clark game.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the bloom is off that rose, and Ramsey's got to stop getting caught watching the flowers grow.
Duggar's had back-to-back horrible games.
That's what I mean. Like, it wasn't just that he had a couple bad plays. He was just really bad altogether.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day, the Donnie Football Debrief with our resident football guy, Donnie Football. Reminder, vacations begin here at the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase presented by AAA Travel, January 23rd through the 25th at the David Lawrence Convention Center. There's exclusive discounts and convenient one-stop shopping. Dream it, plan it, book it. Experience, tickets, and details at PittsburghsTravelShowcase.com. Share your vacation where your vacation is waiting for you. Donnie.
The Debrief, January 9, 2026. Let's go down memory lane a little bit here, fellas. Before we get to Kaboom in a few minutes, it is the eve of Super Wild Card Weekend. 10 years since one of the most chaotic finishes in Wild Card round history. Steelers 18, Bengals 16. The back-to-back penalties on Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones. Joey Porter getting involved as a coach on the Steelers sideline, the play that everybody points to and says, this is when Antonio Brown got CTE.
There were hosts on this station that said that.
And the Steelers win the football game, but they would unfortunately lose.
Remember when D'Amato Pecco came off the bench in his big parka like he was Batman spreading like his cape?
Man, he was a big unit.
But he had that, he had one of those humongous coats that they put on those guys in cold games, and you see
him at, sell those.
You see him at the bottom of the screen, like coming off the bench, and the jacket is getting blown in the wind. That is my like frozen moment.
Here's a question for you guys: they've only won three playoff games since they lost to Rodgers in Super Bowl 45. In two of those games, they beat backup quarterbacks. They beat AJ McCarron, who I think now is the head coach of a UFL team.
I thought he was running for public office.
Maybe he's doing that, too.
I think he is. I think he's running for, like, Senate in Alabama.
They beat Matt Moore in Miami. Bud Dupree knocked him into next week, and somehow he didn't need a concussion check and came into the game, like, two plays later. And they beat Alex Smith, the Chiefs quarterback, who is a good quarterback, not a great quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Would C.J. Stroud be the best quarterback they've beaten since 2010?
I think most people would tell you Alex Smith is better than C.J. Stroud.
I mean, could...
Stroud's two for two, man.
I feel like you
2 years, two playoff wins.
I feel like you could maybe argue that Alex Smith at that time was better than
I think
CJ
his passer
Stroud.
Rating...
Who's going to have the better career?
Yeah.
Probably Stroud. Because, I mean, Smith, he looked like a bust for, what, the first 5 years?
Stroud, his rookie year, legitimately got MVP votes and won offensive rookie
funny,
of the
funny
year.
Stat. So, in the year where the Steelers went into Kansas City and won, Smith went 11-4. He only had 15 touchdowns. Remember, he had the really low touchdown total?
I did not remember that until just
his
now.
His passer rating was 91.8. What do you think C.J. Stroud's passer rating this year,
it's
boys?
Not great because...
Would you like to guess?
85.7.
92.9.
That's
almost identical.
It's a little bit lower than Rodgers, right?
Yeah, Rodgers is unfortunately I have to point out like 94.3 because I needed him to be at 96 and my man just did not hold up down the stretch. Smith had the really good year the next year for the Chiefs where he actually led the league in passer rating. I mean, he was an above-average quarterback, very good quarterback his last year in San Fran, and then Kaepernick took over in the middle of that season, obviously. And then I thought he was a solid, you know, good to, at times, very good, but very much a system guy.
Tomlin admitted, Donnie, that one of the Steelers' long-standing traditions stems from that loss, or not loss, that win over the Bengals 10 years ago. This is what he told Rich Eisen.
You know, it probably goes back to our days, to be honest with you, when that rivalry is really heated versus the Cincinnati Bengals and Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones and stuff. I think Cam wanted to walk out with me, man, because people be throwing stuff at us when we exit the tunnel. If you really want to hear the real story, some of these road game venues, man, have been hostile environments, and that's why we started walking out together. And so we figured we better do the same with A, because I imagine he faces a little hostility as well.
Yeah.
If
they
I remember
throwing stuff, remember Ben was on cart and got beer
bottles
thrown at him.
Oh yeah, he was getting stuff thrown at him, and then it was the all-time white horse performance by number 7.
Malzi, who was the running back that had Ryan Shazier rip the ball away from him in that game?
Was it Jeremy Hill?
Yep.
You can't sneak one by this guy.
Some of the most about 20 of the most patronizing seconds in recent station history from him just now. Hey Malzi, who's the guy involved in that very famous play that turned a game? I bet this idiot won't know it.
Do you remember when Burfict picked off Landry Jones and ran up the tunnel with the ball?
It was a delight.
Yeah, and Nance for a second was like, he better be down. He better be down. Could you imagine if he wasn't? Like that would have been even better than how the game actually finished.
It would
the
have
guy
been
picks
funnier.
Him off and gets
it would have been funnier.
Pulls a Jim Marshall
and just runs out of the stadium.
And they lose the game.
That would have
been
right funnier.
About that.
Whole sequence.
You're so
like,
right.
When it was
that.
Happening, I was obviously like crestfallen, like, oh, I can't believe they're actually going to go down in flames here.
Yeah.
In retrospect, with what happened later, watching that is some of the highest comedy that exists.
Oh, yeah.
As a Steelers fan, just seeing him get up, Pac-Man losing his mind about Jerry Porter.
Well, remember, they had even admitted after the game they gave Joey Porter the game ball from that game.
That you want to talk about
they
petty
rewarded
game
him
balls?
With the game ball.
That's a world historic petty game ball. It really is.
One thing I like to do when bringing up old games that aren't Super Bowls is I like to ask myself, if they voted on an MVP of this game, who would I have given it to?
For old Super Bowls?
For old, no, just old games in general, okay. Like especially big games, like playoff games.
Okay.
Who was the MVP for the Steelers in that win over the Bengals?
Well, I know.
And you can't say Pac-Man Jones or Vontaze Burfict.
Yeah, no, I can't remember which one of the two, but
because remember, they didn't have Le'Veon Bell in that game.
Right, and I know it was Toussaint. It was Jordan Todman. One of those guys ran for like a buck 20, didn't they?
No, they did not.
What did they run for combined?
Toussaint, though, here's why you're saying that. Toussaint had 58 rushing and 60 receiving in that game.
He's your guy.
So he went over 100 total. Well, AB had 7 for 119, Chris.
People tend to remember Fitzy Toussaint for what happened later in those playoffs.
Yeah, but I mean, he was great in that game. For a guy that just got thrown in there?
Just imagine you saying 7 for a buck 19 for AB, and I chuckle, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds like just another typical day ending.
I think Shazier was the MVP of that game.
He had the two fumbles.
Yep. Two fumbles, and he also
had... And he had the fumble that saved them.
Yep. And he also had 13 tackles. That's my MVP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.